USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Giving us a better idea how inflation is going, the June Consumer Price Index will be released tomorrow morning. The ever-growing crisis at the southern border reaches new heights. A new Breitbart report showed Texas Border Patrol agents apprehended around 26,000 people in less than a week who crossed into border towns. President Biden will meet with Mexico's President Obrador today at the White House. Some lawmakers in Washington say nothing will be done to stop illegal immigrants or drugs pouring into the country. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We do have an invasion driven by the cartels. We've turned back tens of thousands of migrants who try to get across the border.
Democrat Vice President Kamala Harris.
I would suggest that so-called leaders focus on solutions instead of attacks.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
First Lady Jill Biden on Monday said the Hispanic community was as unique as the breakfast tacos during a speech in San Antonio, Texas yesterday.
As distinct as the bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength.
Making good on pandemic weddings, one location is doing just that.
Lincoln Center gave 500 couples a do-over on their wedding Sunday evening. These are couples whose nuptials were derailed or scaled back due to the pandemic. There was a multicultural ceremony as well as music, dancing, and remarks from His Honor, Mayor Eric Adams. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
SpaceX is in the middle of preparing its Starship rocket for its inaugural orbital launch, but an explosion of the Super Heavy booster during tests at the company's facility in Boca Chica, Texas yesterday may represent a serious setback. The explosion rocked the entire launch pad. No word yet on the cause of the explosion or whether anyone was hurt. Flames and smoke could be seen around the launch pad an hour after the incident. As the Supreme Court of the United States judges are being threatened by suspected Democrat activists, the Biden administration and the Department of Justice, both being run by Democrats, are silent on the attempted murder and harassment claims. Representative James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, told Newsmax on Monday that Democrats are quietly hoping something would happen so they could get another liberal judge on the nation's highest court.
If something happens to us, if we resign or if we passed away in office, we're going to be replaced. I'm going to be replaced by a conservative from Kentucky, and she's going to be replaced by a liberal from New York. But if something happens to a conservative justice, then in the minds of someone who'd be attacking that conservative justice, we can replace that conservative justice with a liberal justice. Since Joe Biden's president, we have a Democrat majority in the Senate. So this is something that every American should be concerned about, the safety of our Supreme Court. And I don't think the Biden administration is taking it seriously, and I don't think the leadership in Congress and either party is taking it seriously, and hopefully that will change.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.